It's Friday, October the 15th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, a deadly attack in Beirut and booster shots in America. First, the world in brief. At least six people were killed and dozens wounded in Beirut after a protest organised by Hezbollah, the militant Shia group, was attacked by unknown assailants. Snipers on rooftops reportedly targeted Hezbollah's supporters. The protesters were demanding the removal of the judge overseeing the inquiry into last year's port explosion, whom Hezbollah accuses of singling out its allies. Lebanon's Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, called for calm. Last week, 293,000 Americans filed for initial unemployment benefits, down 36,000 from the week before, and well below expectations. It was the lowest number since March 2020. About 3.6 million people are receiving benefits across all government programs, down from 12 million in August, before supplementary pandemic aid was halted. Boeing's former chief technical pilot was charged with six counts of deceiving American regulators and defrauding the plane maker's customers. Mark Faulkner is alleged to have misled the Federal Aviation Authority before it certified the MAX 737 jetliner, whose faulty software was blamed for crashes in 2018 and 2019 that killed 346 people. The model was grounded until November 2020, costing Boeing billions. LinkedIn, a professional networking website, said it would shut its Chinese version, citing a quote, challenging operating environment. For years, LinkedIn has been the only big American social networking platform not blocked in China, because it complied with censorship requests. In March, China's internet regulator told the company to tighten its content regulation, leading to the profiles of several human rights activists being blocked in China. Kishida Fumio, Japan's new prime minister, told the Financial Times that he intends to scrap, quote, Abenomics, the bundle of economic reforms introduced by his long-serving predecessor, Shinzo Abe, because it failed to deliver broader growth. Mr. Kishida also dissolved the lower house of parliament ahead of a general election on October 31st. On the campaign trail, he hopes to benefit from some recent success against the pandemic. An advisory panel at America's Food and Drug Administration unanimously recommended booster shots of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for certain groups. Adults over the age of 65 and others at heightened risk who received their second jab at least 6 months earlier would be eligible. The FDA endorsed similar boosters of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine last month. More than 10,000 workers at 14 Deere & Company plants in America went on strike. Deere, a manufacturer known for its green and gold farm equipment, and the United Auto Workers Union will probably return to the negotiating table next week. Around 1,400 workers at Kellogg's, a cereal maker, are also on strike, and a union representing film and television production crews authorised a walkout earlier this week. And fact of the day, 155, the number of regional or national internet shutdowns in 29 countries last year, according to one NGO.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWYN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWYN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.